This is JIS News. Coming up, thousands sign up for GOJ Health Card. Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, and the Countess of Wessex on the island for 4-day working visit, and submission to be made to Cabinet for a primary care renewal project. The news in detail after the break.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage, not only this World Wildlife Day, Monday, March 3, but all year round, by not harming them and by reporting incidents. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Manchester and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Mandeville Tax Office on March 3 and 4 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is reporting that thousands have already signed up for the Government of Jamaica GOJ Health Card. Registration is ongoing and began February 3 at public health facilities and at the offices of the Ministry of Health and the National Health Fund. Persons can begin using the card today, March 3.
Clarendon alone, they have covered up to Friday over 10,000 registrations. From all indications, this is going well. Right across the country now, there's demand for it.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson speaking in an interview with JIS News after giving the keynote address at a health march and expo staged by the Central Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in Spanish Town, St. Catherine on Sunday. In the meantime, Minister Ferguson is appealing to non-governmental organizations to partner with the government in getting persons registered for the GOJ Health Card.
I ask for further support coming from the youth clubs, the churches, the schools, right across Jamaica, as we continue to do the registration.
It will take approximately 3 weeks for the card to be mailed out to subscribers following registration. Minister Ferguson is therefore urging persons to ensure they put the correct address on the application form. The GOJ Health Card is being implemented at a cost of $85 million, with an annual maintenance cost of approximately $22 million. Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, and the Countess of Wessex are on the island for a 4-day working visit. Their Royal Highnesses were met at the Norman Manley International Airport Sunday by Chief of State Protocol Ambassador Eleanor Felix, British High Commissioner to Jamaica David Fitton, and other officials. While in Jamaica, their Royal Highnesses will participate in activities related to the Duke of Edinburgh Award. Following a courtesy call on Governor General Sir Patrick Allen earlier today, they were expected to tour Genesis Academy, the Bustamante Hospital for Children, and the University of Technology. Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, and the Countess of Wessex are also expected to tour the Jamaica Defence Force, Holy Family Primary and Infant School, and the Hart College of Construction Services, formerly Portmore Hart Academy. Their Royal Highnesses will depart the island on March 5. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a submission will be made to Cabinet for a primary care renewal project. This is part of measures to deal with non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Addressing the official opening of the Rocky Point Health Center in Clarendon recently, Dr. Ferguson said the project will deal with new configuration to support other systems in place to fight NCDs. The Rocky Point Health Center was constructed and equipped at a cost of $32 million with support from the National Health Fund. Dr. Ferguson says it will provide improved care to over 3,000 residents in and around the community.
But it is a wonderful Type 2 center. It is a center that will bring great value for healthcare delivery in this part of Clarendon. I too want to call on the citizens to take care of these centers. Very soon, we are going to, in a structured way, begin to encourage the formation of management committees for these centers.
The new center provides curative, child health, maternal and antenatal care, and family planning counseling services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.